coming up on this episode of The Break Room.
Another important thing he mentioned in the interview is he confirmed that Ironheart is going to come out. Something that we've kind of been wondering about.
Is.
That is a series that
kept me up at night.
And he used this nice metaphor of like, hey, but it's not like we're just sitting on it. We're letting it cook more. Maybe they're putting
more effects.
Analogy.
Yes. Yeah. They're seasoning it. It's a dry age steak now, not just a
You're making your sausage from the garden.
Welcome back to The Break Room. With X-Men 97 on the way this week, Marvel head of television Brad Winterbaum had some interesting quotes in the press about how Marvel is operating as a more traditional studio. But what does that mean? We'll get into it. On today's Monday headline show, hit that beautiful headlines graphic.
Oh,
there it is.
Headlines.
I'm Zach Huddleston. I'm thrilled. Really, like, coming out of my socks, how excited I am to be here with...
He's not in high school anymore.
To be here with Brandon Barrick and Maude Garrett. Coming into, out of, all around my socks.
All right.
Excited
today. Jeez. We just started.
Yep. Star Wars.
We'll talk a little
Acolyte news. Also, was the Batman 2 delayed for a very cool reason?
Very cool.
And Maude is going to do my favorite segment every week, the Maude Monday Minute. She gets through as many headlines as possible in 60 seconds. But first, let's go ahead and jump into it in these headlines. In fact, let's start with that Star Wars news. We got a tease from the official Star Wars Twitter account.
We got a poster.
Yes.
Is it a lightsaber or is it smeared blood? That looks like a great cover of a book, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'd read that.
Or like a very scary movie that came out in like 2013. You know what I mean? Like probably involved like a blind woman being chased through the woods or something like that. But it's not any of those things. It's... Star Wars Acolyte, the next live-action Star Wars series we're going to be getting on Disney Plus. We're getting a trailer tomorrow, we've been told. We also got a release date, I think, on that poster.
June
4th. Mm-hmm. A month, exactly 1 month after May the 4th.
Yeah, may the June be with you.
June. Instead of Luke.
Okay.
I had to explain it. Okay. It's not funny. Nope. I just did the...
They're laughing at home, man. They're dying laughing.
I was going to go to Tashi Station to pick up some June converters.
Oh, I need a June converter every time I talk about the movie, apparently.
Oh, there you go.
Because I said June and not Dune. That really pissed off someone in the comments. Can I just say? I got a rise out of that.
It doesn't sound bad the way you say Dune.
Yeah.
Not to me.
This is so annoying. How she's just... June.
I'm sorry. I should have told you to your face.
Yeah, my bad.
Not written that.
I forgot to look up. What day of the week is June 4th, Evan?
Can you set up? Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
I felt like a Tuesday.
So we're thinking this is probably, is this a Tuesday 6 p.m. or is this a Monday midnight?
We don't know because they won't ever say.
We still don't know when X-Men 97 is dropping.
No.
Breadcrumbs. We're just given breadcrumbs at this stage. Don't worry. We'll make a show around it.
They've been dropping Bad Batches at midnight. I don't think anyone noticed. Should for X-Men 97 should have done like a Saturday morning
release? I've already got the screener.
Yes.
Which means I'm not allowed to say that. No. I got the screeners.
Don't say that.
Why can't I say that?
Oh, I thought you said you weren't allowed to say it.
No, but usually if you get that, the lead time's not more than like 2 weeks.
Right. It's coming out
for
this week.
For Acolyte or you're saying for X-Men 97? Yeah, it comes out Wednesday.
Oh, that's why.
We just don't know what time of day it comes out.
That's what we're complaining about?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
We have a lot of stuff we
have
to do.
What did you think we were complaining about?
X-Men hadn't been released yet. The date, and I was
we know the date.
No,
I'm
we know the date.
Come on. A little bit.
We just don't know the time, unfortunately.
Right. Okay. But we don't know Acolyte release.
June 4th.
That was
only
June
date,
4th.
not time there yet. But
a quick comment for my Star Wars fans out there, because we've had such little information about Acolyte thus far. Maybe a blurb. The trailer will come tomorrow. Today specifically, before you've seen the trailer, how interested are you in Acolyte? Have they given us such little information, such little lead time, such little reason to care? Or are you chomping at the bit to see this because you'll eat Star Wars for breakfast?
Yeah, and there's certainly some segment that is like that. But for this to be a real big hit, that's what we were saying, like, this
My
trailer...
My fear factor's at a 3.
Out of...
10.
Okay, that's low. And you're that's a Star low. Wars
I'm
fanatic.
A Star Wars fan.
Well, we were saying this needs to be a great trailer.
That's what
because
I'm thinking.
Because I think, like, there's not going to be any recognizable characters to the main to most audience members, right?
Unless they're dropping, like, a young Yoda or a young Plagueis. I mean...
Even because this is a 100 years before Phantom Menace, so a young Yoda would still be an old Yoda.
Still very old.
100 years younger, because he's like 900, right?
Yeah,
900 years old. Yeah, yeah. Look this good, you're not.
Now we know Star Wars loves to go back and do a kid. Whenever they go back and do these shows, we get, you know, we got
young
baby
Leia.
Anakin, we got young Boba Fett, we got young Leia in this that Obi-Wan Kenobi series. What if? This show features young Sheev Palpatine at school, learning to be a little bad boy.
Sheev flickering with a little bit of red in his eyes.
I mean, we don't know, because Sheev is powered up by the Dark Force. So
he could be
the
much
dark
older
side
than
force.
He looks.
He could be much older than he looks.
Than Ian McDiarmid. Appears.
He's also not an Earth human being. Who knows how long
he Mace Windu also fried him up good.
Yeah, that aged him up.
It's like smoking, kids. Don't do that either.
Do that. Okay.
Don't smoke. Get fried up by Mace and don't
smoke. Don't
vape with a purple lightsaber.
Yeah, I know.
Bottom line.
Also, yeah, some of that Coruscant atmosphere may not be great.
You know what I mean? Got a lot of pollution.
Yeah, stick in the swamps.
Zach, what is this Acolyte show about?
But they also released a synopsis, and now a lot of this information we knew, and. For me, this is a really cool synopsis. So the official statement is, in The Acolyte, an investigation into a shocking crime spree pits a respected Jedi master against a dangerous warrior from his past. As more clues emerge, they travel down a dark path where sinister forces reveal all is not what it seems.
If I may, this is pretty much copy and paste the exact same synopsis of the book Dark Acolyte, no, Dark Disciple. With
Disciple and Acolyte are synonyms, really.
Yeah, with Quinlan Vos and Asajj Ventress. It's like almost the exact same premise.
Oh, fun. Well, and like that, again, who knows if that is an accurate, it's just a couple sentences, if that's just the beginning of the first episode and the plot goes in different directions. But like we've talked about, like, this could be very cool. If it's like a crime noir set in the Jedi world.
We won't make
model out
crime noir.
Oh, you did a great job.
Noir.
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 But, I heard it's Waluigi's favorite. I like noir.
But that, I'm here for that. And it's not too dissimilar, right? Like, Star Wars genre stuff, like Andor, a series we loved, right? Like, played with different genres, a little heist here and there, a little, like, war movie here or there. Like, if this is just, like, a Jedi as a detective...
100%. Love
that
it.
That is cool.
But it's the Jedi Order that are looking for, like, the dark forces that are happening. So I think I agree. Crime thriller, give it a little Blade Runner, edge.
And like, both that poster and some of the phrasing in that synopsis sound adult.
Yeah.
This is not like kid, Jar Jar kind of.
Oh, young Jar Jar. Maybe we'll see young Jar Jar.
Jar Jar, yeah. I ran a poll in the chat, as Maud kind of requested, and 47% of the chat is bursting with excitement.
Okay. But that means 53%. Yeah. What was the other option?
That's not
There was generally excited, average, and not excited. Not excited, we got 10%.
That's a quorum. Oh, okay. That's a quorum, at least.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my thing. I'm excited for this show because it doesn't involve anyone that we know. For the most part.
Yeah. So they can die.
Yeah, they can die. All the Skywalkers they don't exist.
Is that why I think some people aren't as excited or bursting with excitement for this? Because it is a new slate, it's a new era, it's new people.
Well, we talk about, like, and this is kind of apocryphal, this is from our view of our corner of the internet, right? We all really liked Andor. A lot of people didn't even get into Andor, didn't like it.
Give it a shot.
What is Andor? Andor is like heavy Star Wars, but it's missing all the like magic, right? The lightsabers, the Jedi, the Force. None of that's in Andor. It's very real. It's very practical.
I
like down to earth like that.
Even like alien species, it's very light on that. Everybody looks like a human in Andor
but
for the most part.
But there were lots of different dialects.
Yeah, which was nice. Now, I like that too. I appreciate that too. When Ahsoka came back around, I mean, it was fun being like, oh yeah, a little bit of the Force, a little bit of the Jedi. I did miss that. So hopefully this is like a good mix of both, where it's like new characters, new stories, we're kind of charting a new path. I think it's exciting because, yeah, we know by the time of The Phantom Menace, right, they're like, there haven't been the Sith in a long time, blah, blah, blah. So this is like the beginning of Rome starting to like fall apart, right? They seem to have peace. The Jedi have been in charge for a while. It's chill. And they're like, there's no such thing as a Sith. And then some maniac is going around killing people. It's kind of like Demolition Man, right? Where they lived with peace for so long that when Simon Phoenix came out of the ice, they didn't know how to deal with a criminal of that caliber.
That's right.
Everyone's getting that reference.
Too busy using the shells.
Everyone's getting that 30-year reference. Let's talk about the three seashells, folks. How do you use the three seashells?
Who survived seashells? The fast food wars?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. So, you know what? Let's move on from the Acolyte, because I think starting tomorrow, we're going to have a lot more of substance to talk about this
series. I'm excited what they're going to do tonally with this show.
Yes, that's absolutely. And hopefully the trailer gives us a good indication of that. Also, so is this the next big, this is the next big Disney Plus thing? We're getting no Marvel or Star Wars before this. At the beginning
of
June.
X-Men 97.
Oh, sorry. Yes, X-Men 97 starting this week. And then really that is kind of leading almost right into
Bad Batch runs for another 14 weeks, I think. and that'll lead us right into the Acolyte. Hey, I got it. Baby R2-D2, okay? He's like first computer brain in one little tiny wheel.
Like,
because they always put baby versions of characters in these shoes.
No, but like, we know how C-3PO was made.
Right.
But how...
I mean, he's just an R2 unit, right?
But who made him?
Well, whoever makes all the R2s, because he was serving in Queen Amidala's port.
Is there a master mold?
He was on the ship. He watched like four of his buddies get shot off the wing, and he was like, fuck this job, man. This is supposed to be peaceful. Now there's a war going on, fuck. And then they're like, hey, R2, you're with us now. And he's like, fuck, I just wanted to be on the ship, man. And then he gets sucked into a whole clone war and then a civil war. And they wipe his buddy's memory, but they don't wipe his memory. And he's got to live with the PTSD of everything he's fucking seen. And then Leia shows up and doesn't hug Chewie, and he's like, what the fuck, bitch?
Folks,
come on, man.
Tickets are on sale. Tickets are on sale now for Brandon's one woman.
One woman?
Sorry. I don't know why I said one woman.
I do.
One man R2 show. One bot or one droid show.
Yeah,
I like that. Droid. I'm sitting in like a garbage can.
Oh,
I'm just like,
are
man.
Are you a Gronk droid? You are a garbage can.
Yeah.
Droid.
And I'm just
Gronk
like,
droid.
Beep, bop, beep. I've seen too much.
Bop.
Beep, bop, boop, beep.
A little arm pop satellite you're saying that.
Beep, bop, beep, boop.
And sorry for misgendering you, Brandon.
Yeah. That's okay.
There's a long story about, I make a lot of jokes to my wife about one-woman shows, and so I think that's why I said that. But in other Star Wars news, there was a surprise announcement last week. Patty Jenkins says that she's back to working on Rogue Squadron.
This is wild.
Now, Patty Jenkins, director of both Wonder Woman films and in addition to other things, she gave an update on the Talking Pictures podcast for Max, which is a weird podcast you watch on HBO Max. There's no imagery. You're just listening to sound.
Well, they play images, right?
But it's like one loop of like film
not like
scripts.
They didn't film the podcast being made. There's only audio.
Also, famously, and this annoys me about YouTube too, when you're on your phone and you just want to like listen to something that's on YouTube or on Max, if you click it off so the screen goes dark, it doesn't keep playing. You know what I mean? Like Spotify works.
Unlike a podcast app.
So annoying. Yeah. So
very strange. Anyways. But we actually have the clip of her talking about this. We're going to roll that now.
We talked about, okay, well, maybe I'll come back to Star Wars after Wonder Woman 3. So we did a deal for that to happen. Started a deal, but I thought I was doing Wonder Woman 3. So when Wonder Woman 3 then went away, Lucasfilm and I were like, oh, we got to finish this deal. We finished the deal right as the strike was beginning. So I now owe a draft of Star Wars. And so we will see what happens there. You know, like who knows? They have a hard job in front of them of what's the first movie they're going to do. They have other directors who have been working, but I am now, I'm back on doing Rogue Squadron and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
This is wild.
What are the odds that her Rogue Squadron movie gets made?
I don't know if it's about that. I don't know.
You don't bat, famously.
Well, true. I have heard something behind the scenes about this, and that was that Star Wars productions became quite generous about, you get a deal, you get a deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Taika Waititi, we want you in here. Patty Jenkins, get in here. Apparently, and I say this with apparently, allegedly, her draft was terrible.
Mm.
She's not a strong writer. And they read it and they were like, yeah, that's it. And they kind of benched it a little bit.
Right.
So she will, I think they are going to have to pair her up with another screenwriter to come good with that. But like, she's great at directing. the screenwriting is not as strong. So I'm looking for that. As soon as Patty Jenkins is like announced to be paired up with someone, that's when it's got traction. That's when I think we'll see it.
Wasn't that similar feedback that we kind of heard about the Wonder Woman 3 script?
Right. There was a lot of messy feedback. There was a lot of rumors around that. That was also kind of like as Safran and Gunn were kind of taking over as the old guard was moving out. There was, I didn't love a lot of the back and forth on that. It seemed really mean-spirited and stuff. I don't know. The woman's made films before. I think she's capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. But I think you make a good point, Maude, that like they seem to be slow playing this. She even brings up that like there's other people who've been promised projects in the works. I would love Rogue. I mean, the Rogue Squadron Dark Horse comics are really good. Like that focus on like Wedge Antilles and like what they were doing kind of during the original trilogy. And that could be like a fun movie. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
It's Star Wars Top Gun.
You said it during like the kind of original trilogy, like a lot of fun. We see the old X-Wings, blah, blah, blah. But like, I don't want to see Luke in there. I don't want to see, you know, Wedge is the only character I want to see kind of return.
You want to learn the difference between a red.
Right. The different squadrons.
Gold,
yeah.
Green. Yeah. Like who these people are. Right. So when, you know, someone gets blown up, you've learnt about them and their backstory and why this is a huge loss. But I think, you know, it was so established already, and Luke is the journey we've been following, and so he's kind of thrust in there as the guy who used to blow up Womp Rats. And so, like, that was the interesting side of it. There is this whole world, which, yeah, the comics explored, which I think could be a lot of fun, especially with the success of Top Gun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Call signs. Dogfights.
Yeah.
Space.
Yeah, there's tons of like planned movies and shows right now, right? Masters of the Air on Apple TV. There was the Glenn Powell. He did another planned movie with Jonathan Majors, I think, last year, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It also feels like something that feels cinematic in a way that, like, I don't want to watch that on my TV from Disney Plus. I want to go to the movie theater to see a big.
Tom Cruise is filming a movie in space. Just give him a little X-Wing. Right. Push him out there.
Ooh.
And an astromech.
Could he play Wedge? There you go. And if we're still turning in drafts of scripts, we're definitely years away from seeing anything.
I don't know.
Even at its best, but great.
It's wild because she can go on a podcast and kind of say this, and now like the ball's in Lucasfilm's court to be like, hey, Patty Jenkins is working on this movie. They didn't make this announcement, and they're like,
There's a lot of cleanup happening
right.
underneath Disney at the moment, isn't there? There was a lot of overpromising. There was a lot of directions that had like started momentum, and now it's cleaning shop. Ooh.
Put a pin in that, Maude, because we're going to come back to that exact theme here in a moment. But first, we want to thank one of today's sponsors, Brandon. Would you mind smelling my armpit?
I would mind smelling your armpit,
because I just want to let you know I am currently wearing this sponsor, Mando. Do you like to smell like a zero? For the record, zero is good, okay? Because it's like on a scale of zero funk to 10 funk, you want to be at a zero.
I don't smell anything at all.
I smell like fake tan.
Oh, okay. I'm currently at a zero, and will be for at least the next 6 hours, because I'm about 6 hours into a 12-hour Mando run. Men who showered with soap alone had an armpit odor score of 8 out of 10 after 12 hours.
Oof.
That's a lot more stink. And I will say, this Mando has been great. I like the scent. It's not like completely no scent.
Describe it.
You know, there's a citrusy
green
smell.
Nice.
It's refreshing.
Does it smell masculine?
Sure.
Was this a powder situation or a roll-on?
No, this is a roll-on. The one I used was, you know, it was a tube. It's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours. Wow. So, I mean, I don't need to do anything for the next 2 days.
You're off the clock, dude.
You can still do something.
No matter who complains, you say, I'm well within my 72 hours.
The important part about Mando is it's wherever you stink.
Oh.
Okay, so Pitts is where I'm currently wearing it. But, you know, if there's other places on your body you're having some odor issues, you can slap Mando on there, okay? Mm. Make the switch to Mando whole body deodorant and smell like a zero every day. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant. That's what I'm using. Cream tube deodorant. Oh, I gotta try that one out. Two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, plus free shipping. As a special offer for our audience, new customers get $5 off a Mando starter pack with code BREAKROOM at shopmando.com. That's about 40% off your starter pack when you visit shopmando.com. Use code BREAKROOM. Tell him good smelling Zach sent you.
Please insist.
Ask why Brandon wouldn't smell Zach's pits. Demand to know.
That's not how it went during rehearsals, okay?
He smelled it.
Couldn't get him out of my pits.
It was a taste test in the rehearsals. I didn't appreciate it.
Okay, it's the return of my favorite segment, the Mod Monday Minute. Again, Mod is going to try to get through as many kind of short, quick hit headlines as possible in under 60 seconds or in 60 seconds. We use all of our professional presenter powers.
Triple P.
Triple P's for our triple M. Evan, do we have our clock ready to roll?
3, 2, 1.
All right, Scarlett Johansson joins Jurassic Park. Woo, scooper Jeff Snyder says that the Black Widow actress has been offered the lead in Gareth Edwards' upcoming Jurassic film. What do we think? Yes or no?
I'm in.
The Boys season 4 almost wrapped with only 25 VFX shots left to go, according to discussingfilm.com. It will premiere on June 13th.
Oh, wow.
No imposters in the very exciting cast for the Among Us TV show. Randall Park, Yvette Nicole Brown, Elijah Wood, Ashley Johnson, they've all been announced. Did you ever play that?
No, I'm not excited for this game at all.
I played it all throughout the pandemic. Okay. I don't know how it's going to show. Everyone's wearing little helmets. Anyway, Sonic 3 has wrapped filming. Skip. And finally, if our real world couldn't get more depressing, season 7 of Black Mirror is going to release in 2025.
Oh my gosh. And she's got time on the clock.
No shade to all shade to Sonic. I mean, I have a bad experience with that first movie. I told the story. I got 4 seconds. Yeah. I watched it in the cinema really, really hungover. And then it broke halfway through and we had to start again.
Oh, it started over.
But I had a really great interview with Jim Carrey for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Where I challenged him to a face-off after 7 years. The first time I challenged him to a face-off, and I beat him the first time because he can't get that one up.
Oh, okay.
And then he did, and it was a win.
He'd been practicing. It kept him up at night. He made several paintings about it.
Going back to The Boys coming out June 13th. Just want to say June's going to be wild because we got The Boys and The Acolyte going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then not too long after that is House of the Dragon. It's a little later in the summer.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good summer for episodic television.
Deadpool 3 is in July.
Can
I see your best dragon?
What's that?
She wants to see your dragon, Zach.
What does that mean, Maud?
Do a dragon impersonation.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a body part.
Swear to God, we speak the same language.
Best dragon.
Fucking whip that dragon out, dude.
Show me your dragon.
Oh, that's like a dragon. That's like a crow, I think.
That was worth it, I think. That was worth
do any, that was I would, it. I would lose any face off or sound off with you. Oh, I'm not
what
good
was going through your head when you did that?
A dragon. Oh, you've never seen a dragon before?
Yes. And I just don't see.
This is how you train your dragon.
Clearly, Sabraxis, the...
He's Sunfire.
The goat-headed dragon,
You can't tell.
Okay, before we get into some updates from Brad Winterbaum, it is X-Men 97 release week here at the Break Room. Yes, both on the New Rockstars channel and on Break Room will be... covering episode 1 and 2 are both coming out Wednesday. It's a double episode drop.
I've heard very good things.
Yes.
Very good.
Very good.
Brandon seen them. Evan seen them.
Oh, yeah. Does it have their OG 90s feel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tubular. Well, radical.
Do we have the image?
I'm from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. We have that poster.
Promo
image. Whoa!
I see a Cyclops. I see how many. Wait, go back.
Go back. She's like, Easter egg hunting.
How many?
There's a Wolverine action figure. There's a Gambit action figure. A Jean Grey.
I see four Wolverines. How many do you see?
Genosha sticker on the bed.
Find five. Find all five Wolverines. Go.
Do you count the sneakers, which are Wolverine themed?
Where's that one? No.
The sneakers on the beanbag. That's Wolverine themed.
There's six.
There's one on the VHS.
I need a. Uh-huh. I need a head.
One on the skateboard.
There's a sticker on the skateboard. Yep. On the bed, there's one.
Yes.
There's one on the poster on
there
the
is.
Wall.
Uh-huh.
There's the action figure.
There it is. That's five.
You got the VHS?
Yeah. You said that one.
You said the bedpost.
Yep.
Tie me to the bedpost.
I want that Scott Summers Letterman jacket.
Yeah, dude.
That's
cool
fun.
As hell. But
Summers.
Yeah. So we're waiting to know when the release time is going to be, because in correlation to that, we'll know when we're releasing our content around it. We're gonna have an after show.
It's on Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Midnight. I reckon
Disney
midnight.
Plus.
You think Mod's midnight? Guessing midnight.
Yep, they do midnight releases.
Do the morning, like a cartoon.
I mean, I think the Bad Batch audience and the X-Men 97 audience, they're going to crash the servers. Yeah. If everyone tunes it at midnight.
Going to hit it too hard.
You think it's going to be boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a 6 p.m. Pacific. Come on.
Come on.
Some people got to make videos. okay. Just to touch on the Beau DeMeo of it all, that was the showrunner of the series that was let go like a week ago, right before the show came out.
Yeah, well, do we know why?
No.
Well, so they still haven't released any specifics around that. Multiple executives have kind of been interviewed about it, and they've all given kind of very diplomatic answers about, like, you know, he and this great talented team really invested in these characters. Oh, here, I'll read the exact quote. This is from Brad Winterbaum, I think the head of streaming at Marvel. I can't talk about the details, but I can say that Beau had real respect and passion for these characters and wrote what I think are excellent scripts that the rest of the team were able to draw inspiration from to build this amazing show that's on screen, which is a very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nothing safe response.
Yes. Yeah.
Where's the tea, Brad?
I think this is appropriate, you know.
Like, I need you to be a man holding a teacup who's awfully clumsy. Spill that tea.
And we know that season two has already been in production for a while, so it's unlikely that, and we'll see if Beau DeMeo was having a huge authorial voice on this show. We probably wouldn't really notice that until season three anyways, as he worked on both season one and season two. But moving on to the things we do know answers to, let's talk about that. The quote, that quote came from an interview.
With my Brad buddy Winterbaum. BD comic book.
From Brandon Davis's interview on phasezerocomicbook.com. And they're mostly talking about X-Men 97, but he dropped some very interesting general Marvel stuff. First things first, Brandon Davis asked him about the long rumored Nova project.
Little backstory. Brandon Davis is obsessed with Nova, has been the entire time, called his dog Nova. This guy, any chance he gets, will ask about Nova. So he's going to get the scoop on this.
Yes.
Did we get a scoop?
Well, he got nuggets.
We got a little something.
Nova nuggets.
Not a scoop. Maybe just like a
sample. Like would you like a sample before we scoop?
So, reminder that a Nova project was announced in March of 2022, way back 2 years ago, and it was going to be coming from one of the writers of Moon Knight. So, Brad Winterbaum confirmed that they are in really early development on something. And he kind of used that as a transition to say that, you know, a recent restructuring of how Marvel makes Disney Plus series said, you know, they now look more like a traditional studio. And by that
yay,
it means...
Yay, well done.
You did it.
Marvel.
You did it.
They figured it out.
You did it.
Yes.
Do it like every other TV network has done for all of history. Well, and just so folks know, if you're not super familiar with how that works, right? Like when NBC or Fox or even Netflix or Hulu want to make they commission a lot of projects. Some of them never get made, right? They never leave the script phase. Some of them get turned into pilots that maybe get shot, but then they don't get bought to series and those pilots are never seen. And then some get ordered to series and sometimes even gets ordered to series and still gets thrown away.
Right.
And so that's basically what he's saying is they're moving in that direction where to make sure that like whatever they put on screen is going to be really high quality, they need lots of swings at bat, right?
Well, let's call it what it is. It's throwing shit at a wall until something sticks.
Yeah. As opposed to, I guess, throwing shit directly into your mouth.
Yeah.
And hope you like it.
That's right. I probably lost the metaphor somewhere there. But Evan and I were talking a little bit before the show started. Like, this totally makes sense. Again, this is how most studios do it. But most studios, like NBC, does not have the attention on its pilot ordering that Marvel does, right? And when Kevin Feige gets on stage and mentions the next 5 years of projects, right? Well, if five of those projects never get made, that's a weird look to have the logo on your big, you know, San Diego Comic-Con board.
What do you mean if this happened?
Sure.
This has happened. This is a factual thing. That has gone. They have introduced characters in their costume. They have announced the actors that have been in post-credit scene. And we, sorry, I'm having a tantrum. I recognize, and I will reel it in.
Well, but technically, those are just like lingering threads. We could still
that
see.
That was a promise.
Right. We could see Star Fox there. Not Star Fox. Star yeah. Fox.
Star I Fox. Would see Star Fox any day of the
oh,
week.
Boy. Hey, yo.
I mean, well, and part I of the problem with the way they've been doing it, too, is that, like, they dump, they announce these projects, they shoot them, they're a mess, they go back and do months of reshoots, they move around when it's going to get released, and, like, at that point, they're spending tens of millions of dollars an episode on something, and then they're like, well, it has to come out now because yeah. we need this character somewhere else, and they're introducing this show, and you run into problems like a show like Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I think there was probably a great show there, and what we got in the end was not super great.
But they had to
make some
out.
Changes because of a pandemic. They moved when it came out in the order of things. But, you know, I think it hurt the show overall. And it's hurt a lot of their shows.
Well, certainly, Secret Invasion.
Yeah, a lot of their shows have suffered from not having a clear direction from the start when they started shooting the show and having someone fully in charge to, like, be responsible. And their best examples have been Loki and WandaVision,
yes,
right?
Agreed.
Loki season 2 famously had no reshoots because they had a clear vision from the start. They saw it through and it worked.
It worked once.
It was a great example. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Do more of that. Just do
well,
more of
and,
that.
Well, and I think, like, we all kind of agree that these moves should improve the quality mm-hmm. of output, or maybe the consistency, whatever, right? I do think, though, there are challenges in that, like, if you get people hyped about a Nova project, and it's only a certain segment of the audience, because still, like, the vast majority of the audience is not reading these scoops
sure,
and stuff
sure.
like that. They just wait and see, like, oh, there's a new Marvel project coming out. I'm jazzed or whatever. But, like, if the Brandon Davises of the world keep their hopes out, and they keep getting these little updates about a Nova project mm-hmm. that either never comes or it's going to take 10 years or whatever, right? Like, is there a downside to that?
I think you start trusting the brand less, and you become, you know, if you are promising a Nova project for years, and I think Fantastic Four is a great example.
Yeah.
They announced years ago when they had the rights, like, we're going to do a Fantastic Four movie. We didn't know when it was coming. It shows up on the slate. It's got a writer and a director. Well, we've changed the writers. Also, the director's out now. We got another director. Also, we moved the date that it's going to happen. Imagine if we hadn't known about Fantastic Four until, like, this year.
Ooh.
And they're like, next year Fantastic Four is coming out. And here's the cast. Instead, we've sat around and waited and seen a lot of mess in Phase 5.
But you know why?
And now we're walking on eggshells because we're like, I don't know. Can
Marvel's best and worst thing that they have done was make an entirely coherent universe mm-hmm. where everything led into the next, where there was crossover, where there was propelling storytelling. And what happened with the pandemic is that they had to shuffle yeah. things around and it became convoluted because it's like, well, oh, that was supposed to then promote that and then as soon as that jumble happened, it's just been a disaster. It was a house of cards, flip, crash. And so I think that even though, like, it worked in Phase 1, 2, 3 perfectly, wonderfully, like, every single thing that you'd be excited about, you'd watch it and then it would make you excited about the next
yeah.
thing. And so you were constantly looking forward and excited. That kind of level of coherency hasn't existed. And I think, like DC, who never had any to begin with, is going to wipe that slate clean yeah. and try and build again. Now, on that, where are they going? They're supposed to go in the cosmic Marvel direction, right? It's supposed to go into a secret war. They're supposed to discover sort of maybe X-Men's on a multiversal planet. I think when you look at who and what Nova is, and the story, whether it's going to be Richard, what's his name?
Ryder.
Richard Ryder, or whether it's going to be Sam Alexander, or whichever iteration of Nova we're going to get. Bottom line, this is the Nova Corps, which we have seen in Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I personally think our Richard Ryder is either going to tell the story that will take over and emulate what Spider-Man was, because the initial Richard Ryder that came out in 1976 was the cosmic Spider-Man. Or we're going to see it sort of like take it with Guardians of the Galaxy now that that's had its 3-movie arc and expand upon it in that way. So when you look at the upcoming slate, where could Nova fit in with that? That's where I'm going
right.
with what we have. But honestly, I think that the percentage of it being made is under 10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, and here's what I think. I agree, and all of that makes a lot of sense. I think we might get less Kevin Feige standing on stage telling us what the next 8 years are going to be. And I bet we start hearing about these projects once they are much further along in development. I wouldn't doubt, because like we really haven't heard of any new Marvel stuff in a while, right? In that like all the projects that are still getting talked about have been talked about for years at this point. Like, I bet by the time like a Ghost Rider film is going to come out, or a project, whatever, Ghost Rider, it's like, it will be ready to shoot the next week. They will have casting locked in, talent, there will all be scripts they like. We won't hear about from the 9 months before, when it's like one person's attached, but there's still a lot of other dominoes that have to fall. You know what I mean? I bet like, rather than like, hey, we've just marked a calendar date way in the future, I bet it's going to be like, actually, most of the pieces are already in place. We already feel really good about this.
I'm so excited for that. And I think it's super telling when you pose the question, what if we only just found out about Fantastic Four? And you and my, both of our reactions went, ooh. And I think that's what's hurt it. It's hurt where it's like this promise, the seed's been planted, and then you rip out the weeds, and then the garden's just a mess. I love my garden analogies. But here where it's like a bouquet, you know?
Yes.
And I think that... they're not in a place where they have that level of coherency. Yeah. Pre-pandemic, different story. Now, I think they're going to be a lot more quiet, exactly. But I think we are going to appreciate that and fall back in love with it a lot.
Yeah, I don't need to know how the sausage is made all the time. I mean, imagine right now.
That's a great analogy.
You got a garden, you're throwing shit in people's mouths, and I got sausages. Because imagine, this is the problem they have with like Blade, right? A movie they cannot cancel at this point, but I bet they wish they hadn't been talking about it for the last 2 years because it's been a real difficult challenge for them. And I wish they could have just... I'm sure they wish they were doing all this behind the scenes and no one had any idea that they've been having a really hard time putting together a Blade movie.
I will say that that kind of then depends on the media to not sniff, to not find the scoops, to not hear a rumor and speculate. There needs to be an element of patience. Now, has Marvel earned that patience? That's the difference.
They put it on a screen. Yeah. With a logo.
Well, and even if
Scoopers,
and a date. They gave it a date.
Even if Scoopers were reporting on like Blade developments and stuff like that, it's a different level of newsworthiness when Mahershala Ali is wearing a hat on stage and is appearing as a voice in Eternals or whatever, right? Yeah. Another important thing he mentioned in the interview is he confirmed that Ironheart is going to come out. Something that we've kind of been wondering about. That is a series that
kept me up at night.
That completely wrapped shooting. It's done. But he mentioned, and he chalked it up to, you know, their mandate to pump out as much Disney Plus content as possible. They pushed a lot of stuff through. Now they're actually trying to spread out their Disney Plus releases. And so because of that, they had more time. And he used this nice metaphor of like, so that lets us, hey, but it's not like we're just sitting on it. We're letting it cook more. Maybe they're putting
more effects.
Analogy.
Yes. Yeah, they're seasoning it. It's a dry age steak now, not just a
You're making
cut.
Your sausage from the garden.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they don't want to throw shit in
And nobody shit's going to throw in their mouth. But, you know, maybe that's VFX are getting updated or...
I never doubted that Ironheart would come. I mean, everyone makes like the Batgirl analogy, but like, this was like a Ryan Coogler project. They don't want to piss him off. This
give
is
me,
a character
the
they introduced.
Ironheart. Give me the 1-2.
The 1-2?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
tell me more about
Riri Williams from who appeared in Wakanda Forever, right? It's her spin-off show.
You need like another, you know, you need like a hyper smart character in the MCU. You want to have like an Iron Man-esque character that's younger, that you can carry on for longer. Now that like, you know, we're not going to see Robert Downey Jr. for, he's got one more appearance left in the MCU, right?
Wait. Is that a fact?
Well, I just mean as like they're only gonna break that glass once of bringing him back as like a multiverse variant or something like that, or a hologram. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see him in Ironheart as like a hologram, as like, because in the comics, Tony Stark is kind of like an AI for her suit, so like you could do something like that. I don't know, but I, you know, they showed footage of this show at D23 in 2022, I think.
Right.
So it's like, of course the show's gonna come out. It's important, and there's a lot of important people involved in it that Marvel wants to keep happy.
Yeah, and he kind of put it in a similar category. He put Wonder Man, which was not, that was still filming at the time of the strikes. It had since resumed filming, I believe, since the strikes. Is it wrapped already?
I don't know if it's wrapped.
But neither of those have a date We don't think they're coming out in 2024. They haven't been slated by Marvel, so we don't know. Presumably, maybe those are 2025 releases. But he said, yeah, they're spectacular, they're amazing, and they're different. We're able to explore corners of the universe that are really exciting. Riri Williams is one of them, and I cannot wait for people to meet Simon Williams, Wonder Man. So yeah, it sounds like they still believe in these shows. It's just they, you know, often when things get delayed, it's because there's issues with them. But maybe it's just like Bob Iger was like, okay, we already spent a ton of money on Disney Plus stuff. We need to stretch this out and put it.
And if you want to spend more time doing the VFX, by all means, please.
Let's do it.
Evan's got a thought.
And we were talking earlier too, like, why is it different between keeping them, keeping these shows as opposed to what Warner Brothers did with like Coyote vs. Acme and Batgirl, right? Is it, it's because of the Disney, like it's, they were always planned to be on Disney Plus as opposed to being theatrical releases or whatever Max was thinking.
Well, I'll also say, so like Bob Iger, and maybe he's tarnished his reputation a little bit in his most recent. Also, I just want to count, if you're already making comments in the chat about how I have a weird piece of hair sticking up out of the back of my head, I'm fully aware.
It's okay.
Maybe it's a,
fine.
What happens if you just push it back down?
I tried it a couple times. He resets. It fights me. Speaking of Armor Wars.
It's okay. You smell great, Zach.
This is the first time you've figured out hair.
Actually, that there was a bald spot there. I fell out of a car and it's grown back.
Oh, that's what happens when you get older.
I was in a motorcycle accident when I was much younger, and I do have a patch of hair because I did get road rash on my head. I wasn't wearing a helmet. I do have a patch of hair that grows back.
40. You don't have to wear a helmet.
Yeah, it was the Wild Wild West back then. It was 1907, and there were no laws. No, but. We were saying that Bob Iger has a reputation as talent friendly. Maybe sometimes even too talent friendly, right? But like, he loves to chum it up with directors and actors and stuff like that. And so like, as opposed to David Zaslav, head of Warner Brothers Discovery, has no such reputation.
No friends.
He comes from Discovery, right? Where the talent were elephants and water buffaloes and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I worked on Discovery, man. I'm talking about the elephant or the water buffalo. Answer in the comments.
I didn't know if you were talking about some of the shows on the Learning Channel these days. But he doesn't.
He's a famous number pusher, right? Whereas Bob Iger is a talent-friendly guy. So I don't think... Even if it made financial sense, and I don't know that it does for Disney to like write those things off as tax write-offs, I don't think there's a world where Bob Iger would ever do that because of how it would make him seem.
Guys, they canceled Willow 2, season 2. They set it up. They canceled that. I'm still mad.
They canceled the Dark Crystal season.
Still mad. Evan has a thought.
And specifically with Marvel, like, do you think that this shift in how they want, like, are going to operate as a more traditional studio, do you think that also encourages them to keep these shows and put them out and not cancel them? Do you think that has any effect on that?
No, the direct quote, Evan, was that we were going to be developing more than we are making.
Mm-hmm.
So that means statistically, out of like, let's say 100 projects that they get, they're not going to make 100. They might not even make 80.
Sure. So in that sense, 40. They'll focus on the ones that they have made, right? And get those out.
And development's just the idea.
Yeah. There's also a little bit of a sunk cost thing. I also wonder with this, the Echo model, I think they realize like, oh, Echo's not going to like, it's a good show, but it's not going to set the world on fire. Like, kind of just slip it out in a quiet time of year. We'll kind of binge drop it, right? We won't put the marketing money behind it that we would a bigger show.
But they still use coherency in it by reintroducing Wilson Fisk, which I think could then eventuate into when Daredevil. So I kind of like that they're using their television slate to rebuild the coherency, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my thought.
Yeah, so we'll see. And who knows? The Brad Winterbottom could have been talking out of his booty. Maybe they aren't going to. They could still burn one of those shows.
Maybe he was fed shit for breakfast. And that's what.
Throw in the chat if you've ever eaten shit for breakfast or any other meals. Also, thanks to Hobsco for sponsoring today's episode. Evan loves the Hobsco scooter. We keep it in the studio, and he's always scooting. In fact, we have a little footage to play of that.
Hello? Oh, hey, I was just calling. Tom Holland just tweeted that he has a special announcement happening today.
Oh, that sounds pretty big. Man, do I have time to get my special lunch?
Maybe if you hurry.
We'll be right back. It's even got a foldable frame.
Oh yeah, this bad boy goes 19 miles an hour. It's got a 35 mile range. The battery's got a 6 hour charge, and when it gets dark out, a little light automatically comes on the front to keep you safe.
It's all great, but is it fast enough for me to get my special lunch?
Yes, Evan, it's fast enough for you to get your special lunch.
Go to hubsco.com/newrockstars for $50 off the Porto Max scooter, the same model Evan was riding. And then Easter's right around the corner, ooh, folks. And the only thing that I need in my Easter basket this year are jelly bean planet jelly beans right here. I've got a 42.5 ounce jug in my hand. Maud's got a jug there she's holding in frame. It's down to about 20 ounces because we've been pounding that bad boy in anticipation of Easter. They have all kinds of different sizes. You can hit the link in this video's description or find them, just search on Amazon. And if you do use the link in the description, whoa, Brandon just really popped a bean. They have a special container called a Papa Bean. And he just popped one.
I just popped one.
Not me. I'm eating them out of the jar.
If you use the, if you go to our exclusive link below in this video description and use code 15NWRockstar. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
Okay. If you click the link in this video's description and use our code 15NWRockstar to get 15% off one of these 42.5 ounce jars of Jelly Bean Planet. Jelly Bean Planet jelly beans today. Order now, get them in time for Easter. And we got some DC updates. Elseworlds. Or adjacent.
What are these headlines you wrote today, Evan?
I wrote.
Evan's like Star Wars.
I've got a theory. The more time, it's like, you know, if you say it five times in the mirror, it happens. So we keep saying it.
I wrote, coming up, Star Wars. But truly, I don't know what happened here.
I don't think I could say that three times in a row with an American accent. Star Wars. Nope. Star Wars.
That's pretty good.
Star Wars.
Wait, if you say something in the mirror five times, it comes true?
Have you not seen a horror movie?
Oh, okay. I guess that is why I hate myself so much.
Because you said your name.
I said I hate you to the mirror.
Why were you saying that five times?
I gotta get the point across.
Sounded like you already hated yourself before you started saying
that. That got real dark, okay, real quick. The real horror story was how you treated yourself all along.
That's true.
There were no footprints in the sand for Brandon. He wasn't even himself. You know
it was just
I mean?
I drugged my body across the sand.
Right. He was busy drowning in the
drunk as hell.
Hey, tell me about Elseworlds.
Okay, so
Elseworlds.
A live action Teen Titans movie has been announced.
That's gonna be so good.
Yeah, to be written by Anna Noguera, I believe I'm pronouncing her name right, who's also attached to write the Supergirl film in James Gunn's DCU. There, of course, was a live-action Titan show, and there was a big multiversal scene in that. It's likely that this would be its own thing, newly cast characters and everything like that.
Starting from scratch again. They did that. They released how many seasons of that? That was like four?
I think
four,
it was three.
Three or four?
Maybe.
Yeah. Brenton Thwaites?
I don't know.
He's an Aussie? He was Robin / Nightwing, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a tough project because I think a lot of the belovedness with Teen Titans is Teen Titans Go. And I don't know if a live action translates, like, especially that style. I mean, Evan has a thought on this.
So, I mean, I grew up watching the Teen Titans show
before Teen Titans Go,
which was great.
Same.
It was also canceled, like, unexpectedly as mm-hmm. well. And so the series finale ended up being a very odd episode, and I think people around my age have a lot of nostalgia for that.
Do you want, like, a live-action Teen Titans?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think it could be, or a movie, right? It could be really cool. I mean, I never ended up checking out the show, though. I think the iterations of the characters were a little bit different because the one for the show was, like, kind of its own thing. It will be interesting to see what James Gunn does with these characters in his world. Zach and I were talking about how maybe this, like, could kick off the next slate of James Gunn's announced movies and TV shows.
You don't think they tie this into Batman at all?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, if they're more adult Titans instead of Teen Titans, is it Ray Fisher can get his cyborg back?
Oh yeah, he could be the he could,
maybe.
Maybe it should come back like, as the lead.
Well, and if you're gonna do a Teen Titans movie, if you plan to do a sequel, this is tough with like young actors who are like growing up. Mm-hmm. You either get a bunch of 20-year-olds who look like they're teenagers and can live in that vein for a while, because if you cast a bunch of teenagers, like they're gonna grow up before you make the next movie.
Do we take Teen out of the title? What if we just call it Titans?
I mean, that's what they were trying to do with that TV show, yeah. Like calling it Titans and yeah. being like, these are people in their mid to late 20s.
I think a lot of people, too, in the chat or the comments would be like, well, what about Young Justice, which was another right. animated show they did with similar characters from Teen Titans, not all the same, but like we watched them age up and it was always
yeah.
following them, but they're always like younger than the Justice League, you know?
Yeah. So. It's I mean, when people talk about Young Avengers all the time and they're like, oh, they'll put like Kate Bishop in. It's like Kate Bishop is an adult already on the in the MCU and they haven't even started this movie. Yeah. Like there won't, she, if they ever do a Young Avengers, it won't be anyone we see right now. Maybe Toussaint. Maybe like
that's the thing though. They've already cast them. You're right though. You can't keep delaying. So, right. Oh, we'll push it to like 2029, and you're like, cool. That's yeah. not gonna work. There's no teen anymore.
So if DC is just planning to do like a one-off Teen Titans yeah. like live action movie, go do it.
Make a movie. Yeah. Then if there are sequels, there are sequels. The Batman 2. This is a different universe. This is the Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson Batman. Has been delayed. It was originally going to come out next year, 2025, but now it's been delayed till October 2026.
Have they started filming?
No, they have not begun filming yet. Interestingly, the newsletter The Trailblazer reported that Mike Flanagan's Clayface movie is actually in development, and it might work in tandem with the Reeves Batman movie.
That's
so, like, do we get Clayface leading into the Batman 2?
Well, now that it's been pushed, why did it get delayed?
Well, I also know, I don't know that this is the reason, but Robert Pattinson just had a child, or his family welcomed a child. Maybe he's like, hey, I don't want to go suit up in Scotland for 6 months.
He's like, I got to go to a dark place to play Bruce Wayne. I can't be around my family like that. They're already doing like this Penguin series, mm-hmm. right? That I doubt we'll see Batman in, maybe see Batman in, I don't know. This is the problem with these like villains movies where they won't have the main hero of that world, like all these spumsy movies where like there's no Spider-Man, but Morbius and Venom and Kraven and Madame Web and all that.
Well, I was going to say also Colin Farrell's Penguin was not a Matt Reeves Batman. He was in a very different movie.
He was great.
Damn.
He was the best part. Yeah.
What are you doing to me? Ma, what are you showing me? Oh, God. My thing is like they're already having like Chameleon in the Kraven movie. Like now they're going to do Clay. I know they're different.
Those are
like,
different universes.
They're different universes, but it's like this character that just takes the form of other characters. I mean, Clayface has more powers because he has like the strength of the clay.
Hey, how many X-Men movies do we get built around Mystique?
Well, that was because because she won an Academy Award and they were stuck
Rebecca
at that
Romaine
point.
Got a lot of screen time.
She didn't have an Academy Award, okay? Those were Rogues movies. They were all Wolverine movies. At the end of the day, they're all Wolverine movies.
Okay.
Even First Class, where it's there for 2 seconds. It's all anyone talks about.
Who would win, Mystique or Clayface?
Mystique's pretty smart. Clayface is like kind of played stupid in the animated series.
Yeah, I'll be very interested. There's never been, I will say the advantage Clayface has, there's never been a live action portrayal in film of Clayface.
Right.
Right? It's a fresh villain where we don't have as many expectations. It's not like, oh, that's Heath Ledger's Clayface or whatever. Yeah.
What kind of clay would you like? Would you like a Kentucky red clay? Would you like some kind of like
very silty, like river bottom kind
Evan
of clay?
Has
like
a
New
thought.
England gray. No, we're talking about clay right now.
Well, on top of clay, do you think it's confusing if this Clayface movie continues to expand Elseworlds? Like, is that confusing for general audiences? We don't know if this Teen Titans thing is going to be Elseworlds or DCU. It's likely DCU just based on that. On the writer, you know, if you were to make, you know, a connection there being like, oh, if she wrote Supergirl, she's going to write it into the DCU as well. But what do you guys think?
I think DC's smart to keep doing Elseworld stuff because every now and then you'll stumble into like the Joker making $1 billion, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
if you're tying everything together, you know, when you hear about superhero fatigue and stuff like that, like the complaints with some of these Marvel movies, like, well, I want to go see the Marvels if I have to have watched this show and seen these other movies and blah, 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 blah. If you could just make one-off movies that stand alone on their own, who cares if they connect, right? Like, I think audiences would appreciate just good movies. So keep making Elseworlds stuff. Yeah. Have fun.
Especially, like, it's fun. Mike Flanagan, talented horror creator, right? Like, he's a very specific genre he likes to work in. Like, did he do Doctor Sleep? And he obviously is, most recently, he does all those Netflix, Follow the House of Usher and The Haunting of Hill House and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
I mean, Clayface is a character on the animated Harley Quinn show and has played pretty dumb. It's very funny and it's like very entertaining. So it is funny to be like, oh, we're gonna take this character, make him like a menacing, evil.
I would force. Like, here's my pitch. Clayface and Scarecrow, but like Pinky and the Brain.
One's a genius, the other's insane.
Yeah. Which one's the genius?
The one who's a Scarecrow. Clinical
He's a doctor.
Psychologist.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, dude. Fair.
Yeah, there's an actor.
Yeah.
We've all met some actors. Not so bright.
Whoa.
Not an actor.
Shots fired. Natalie Portman went to Yale, my man.
Come on the show, coward. Debate me. Debate me, Natalie.
She's my whole person.
You're Maude's hall pass.
Wait,
come on the show.
You're not married. Do you need a hall pass if you're a single person?
She's single too now.
Oh, she
that's
is?
True.
Yes, she is.
Oh. Apologies to that man.
How did
a royal fuck up. Can I say that?
Fumbled that bad,
you fumbled, my dude.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't use Mando and she stinks. You know? You thought about that? What's her smell score?
What beautiful movie starlet do you assume smells bad? Oh, now, Maude can't answer this. She's been in the room with a lot of different actors. She's had to smell.
I bet Angelina Jolie smells bad.
No, she doesn't.
No?
Nope. No, smells amazing.
Why would you guess? Just because she's maybe like too earthy and doesn't.
Yeah, maybe went too far.
Amazing. Next.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or she feels like she doesn't have to smell good for anybody.
Yeah.
She was drinking blood for a little while. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Billy Bob Thornton blood. Not even the freshest blood. Okay. You know what? Who do you think stinks?
Oh, great. Now I'm the asshole who named a woman who I thought smelled bad. Now it's clipped.
I don't know. I threw it out there and I don't have any good ideas. I'm trying to wonder. I bet, well, let's all be honest, like anybody who was working like pre-1970 when there was not universal air conditioning.
Well, yeah, sure.
And like people were just a sweatier, smellier people. Freaking the Redgrave sisters were probably reeking
the
place. Yeah,
I bet Mary Queen of Scots smelled pretty bad.
Yeah.
We're going olds.
Yeah. Catherine Villeneuve? You know what I mean? Like Charlotte Rampling? Some of those European actresses from the 60s and 70s, I bet they reeked.
All right, let's wrap it up.
This is going well.
Okay. I got 10 more minutes on this.
I would think that dental hygiene would be the more obvious smell.
Point.
Okay. Yeah. Smoker? A smoker, yeah.
Oh, and a lot more smoking back in the day.
There
again.
You go. That's just my two cents. Yeah. Now we can wrap this up.
Yes. Okay. Throw in the chat. Who smells the worst, do you think?
If you've stuck around for this long.
Currently working actor, and we don't get.
I mean, actors, male actors. I could name a ton who probably.
I mean, McConaughey reeks. I bet
Shia LaBeouf has got to smell like ass, ass. I bet Tom Hardy stinks.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, yeah, Maude's probably smelled most of these people and knows that.
Do you know who smells the best?
Oh, who?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
I gave him a hug and did a little.
What about Michael Shannon? How do you feel like Michael Shannon could be stinky?
Yeah.
No, I think this is really rude.
Well, it's a
yeah, I think we got to cut a lot of it.
What?
It's a power flash.
Listen, if you want to prove that you smell great, come on the show.
That's right. Take the Mando challenge. Come on the show.
We've got a panel of three. Impress us with your smell.
We should call it the pit stop.
Oh, I like
that. We'll all go blindfolded. Yeah. We'll walk in Michael Shannon, Matthew McConaughey, and Tom Hardy, okay? We all get a good, strong whiff, okay? And
also,
then we have to call
oral hygiene place like to sponsor this show as well? Ooh.
Yeah.
A double combo.
Yeah.
We briefly worked with Quip, the electric toothbrush company, back in the day. I like them. Come back on the show.
What if we get Ross Marquard and we're blindfolded? He does voices, and we try and tell if it is. If it is Matthew McConaughey or not.
Wait. Are we smelling Ross Marquand?
We're smelling Ross Marquand. He does the voices. He does the voices of three different actors, and we think it's three different actors.
Does he change his... Now, does he... He's so good. Does he
change his smell? He's like, you think I can do just the voice of McConaughey? Check out this. That's McConaughey's smell.
Are we wrapping the show? That's it for us today. We quit
taping hours ago. Thank you so much for watching The Break Room today. I'm sure if you're watching on YouTube, this was unedited and it played in its entirety. Thank you, Maude, for coming as always. Maude, do you have some fun projects coming up?
I'm doing book club. I've got a Q&A with a new author on Wednesday, 5 p.m. If you're into vampires, read The Bite by Z.W. Taylor. And then we're finishing off Poppy Wars the week after that. And my mom's going to join in.
Oh, hey! Adorable.
Wonderful. And follow The Break Room on social platforms, on YouTube. Follow New Rockstars again. Stay tuned here on The Break Room and on New Rockstars for X-Men 97 coverage. And
Invincible coverage is going on.
Coverage, yes. We're not too far off from Ghostbusters Frozen Kingdom.
Empire. It's a Frozen Empire.
Thank you. It's Godzilla.
It's a dictator, not a monarchy. Okay.
I'm going to the screening for that.
That's also an empire. That's the new empire.
That's one's an empire. They're both empires.
They're both empires.
There's no kingdom. Oh, it's kingdom. Is there a Planet of the Apes? Kingdom.
Yes.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. That's where I'm getting my brain at.
Yeah.
Okay. But watch all those things and come to New Rockstars. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
We're all doing double hands.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our Break Room live streams at Break Room NR on Twitch at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. You can find us at Break Room NR on Instagram and X. Thanks for listening. Later, Gators.